Okay, welcome to the Insanity Cast, day two of the awards of 2012.
Yeah, yes.
Everyone's here again.
It's day two.
Yep.
The day after the first awards.
Yeah.
Same people that were doing it.
It's January 7th.
The awards really heat up from here, by the way, guys, so
yeah,
glad you guys stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. It's a Monday. That's what the day after our last awards.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, well.
Well, I guess we should
look at the nominees and
anything new, guess
and stuff.
yesterday.
Yeah, nothing's really new since the last time. So.
Yeah. I mean, it feels a lot longer.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Well, we can get into it now.
I can't. Okay.
Because our last one wasn't very much like a normal podcast, so I don't know why number two would be.
Well,
good point.
So, our upcoming award is Best Non-Action Movie.
It's important to know, this also excludes comedies. That'll be the next award. Yeah.
So this is kind of like the Oscars Best Picture, in a way. This is where you'll see most of those films nominated.
That's a good point. That's really what this is.
Yeah.
Although I'm pretty sure, like,
it's like
Limitless and Lincoln Lawyer were up there.
This year it's like our favorite Oscar nominee, basically.
That's true.
Yeah, not that those wouldn't be nominated this year.
We just didn't have anything like that.
Yeah, there weren't good movies this year.
The nominees were Lincoln, Argo, Flight, and Silver Linings Playbook.
Ah.
All right.
Do any of these stick out to any of you guys?
Yeah, I haven't seen Silver Linings Playbook.
Okay.
I haven't seen Flight.
Oh, I haven't seen
Or Lincoln. but if
Tyler tells us they're good.
Oh, yeah,
so we go off that.
Wait, you haven't seen Lincoln either, Tim?
I saw Lincoln. Oh, Lincoln's
okay.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw Lincoln in Argo.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So my favorite will probably be one of those.
Well, just apparently neither of them were like amazing.
I mean, Lincoln's really good.
Yeah.
Argo's really good. But I think they're both solid 4-star movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I could see how people think they're 5 stars, but I think they're 4. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And from what I hear from Tyler, Flight and Silver Linings Playbook are both 5-star movies.
Yeah. Flight is 4 or 5-ish.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I did put it down 4 or 5.
It's like a little...
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's 5.
Well, its legacy is diminished a little bit.
It's awesome.
But yeah, it's still really good.
Mm-hmm. What has changed?
Legacy was the best
one. I'm good.
Like, it just hasn't stuck with me at all, really.
Yeah.
I haven't really thought about it at all.
Of course, like, Silver Linings Playbook you saw, like, last week.
Oh, well, I did see that 3 times, though, too.
All right. Never mind.
Well,
okay. I feel like this one should be weighted towards Tyler, because he's the only one who's seen all of them.
Yeah, well...
I will say, trailers, I like Flight better than Silver Linings.
Well, the best part of Flight wasn't trailer, though, too. I'll say that.
Okay.
The plane crash in Flight was amazing.
I heard it's really good.
Yeah.
That's why it's in our best plane crash award.
Spoilers.
Well, it's nominated.
Well, I don't know if Taylor fully understands the concept of Silver Linings Playbook. I'll describe it to you right now.
I only saw the TV spots.
Okay, I will describe it to you. All right. Bradley Cooper.
He's like played, sad or what?
No, he's not sad
at all.
No.
He's really happy.
No, he plays...
It's the least depressing movie.
He plays a sportsman, right? Uh-huh. And he's a buddy cop with Chris Tucker.
What? You gotta be kidding me.
And they go out and try to bang the chick from The Hunger Games.
Well, he's exaggerating some.
No.
Wait, that's exactly
not
the synopsis.
Buddy cops? No, they are.
No, they aren't buddy cops.
They're buddies.
That would be the best.
They're not cops, I guess.
They are buddies, though.
No,
you had me sold there.
They are buddies.
Okay.
Well, Chris Tucker, I haven't seen him in anything in years, so.
Oh, he is great in it, though.
He is pretty good?
But he's not in it too much. No, he's not fat.
He's in it a fair.
Is he fatter?
Yeah. He's not super skinny like normal.
But he wears big clothing, you can't tell.
All right. But he's not same tiny Chris Tucker we used to.
No, he's
Friday Chris Tucker.
No. Right. Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, we've analyzed these awards enough, I think. I'll say I liked Lincoln and Argo, probably about the same. Liked them a lot. Ben Affleck's awesome. Spielberg's awesome. Tommy Lee Jones is awesome. Daniel Day-Lewis is awesome. Who else? Who are we missing? John Goodman. That other guy who got nominated. Harkin?
Oh, Alan Harkin.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Lincoln or Flight, but I imagine I probably would put him above Argo. Just... Argo...
I'll tell you, Matt. You probably would.
It's a fair state. I don't know if you personally would, but I think it's a fair statement that any of these films, I don't think I'd fault anybody for liking one over the other.
No, definitely not. It's so obvious, why you'd like one over the other. Yeah. Argo's really funny and
It's just kind of which one plays your sensibilities.
Yep. So I'm gonna go either Argo or Lincoln, obviously. Probably Argo, because I like Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably go Argo slightly over Lincoln, too, between those two.
Okay. All right.
Matt?
What? Oh, you're being
first? We'll give Tyler two votes.
Well, I'd pick Silver Linings Playbook over Argo.
You saw Silver Linings Playbook?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, I would pick Silver Linings Playbook as my first.
So Silver Linings Playbook wins.
My second would probably be Argo and then Flight, then Lincoln.
Okay.
But Silver Linings Playbook still wins.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations, Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker will be getting this award.
He can choose whether or not he shares it with the other cast.
All right.
Bradley Cooper was pretty awesome in it.
Oh, yeah, he was.
I think you'd like it too.
All right.
Okay. So this leads on to best comedy. We had some good comedies this year, honestly.
We did.
It was just kind of rare.
I think Magic Mike should have been in the last.
Different kind of comedies too.
Yeah. Kind of higher concept.
Not like
Magic Mike.
You know. I guess. all weren't like Judd Apatow like movies.
That's true.
We only have one Judd Apatow movie on here. Think it is. If it's not, it's a Judd Apatow-ish movie.
Yeah.
Which one?
Basically, 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. 21 Jump Street is similar, but it's a buddy cop movie.
Yeah, so should we read them up?
It's a genre bender.
The nominees are Ted, 5 Year Engagement, 21 Jump Street, Magic Mike, 7 Psychopaths, and The Cabin in the Woods. Cabin in the Woods should be nominated for Best Horror Movie. you can write your complaint letters.
It would probably win by default. I think that's the only one I saw.
Yeah. If we had seen two horror movies, that might be a category. And if Cabin in the Woods wasn't a comedy, it might also be a category.
Mm-hmm. It's a genre bender as well. As well as 21 Jump Street could be a buddy cop movie.
Yeah. This is probably kind of harder than I thought it was going to be.
All right. Yeah, it is pretty hard. I mean,
there are fight between two, in my mind.
Is it 21 Jump Street, Magic Mike?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's the fight as well as mine.
Yeah, but
at least, no matter who loses, Channing Tatum wins.
Yep.
That's the silver lining.
Wait, what do you guys put third?
That's
then?
The message of this year.
What do you guys put third? Then?
I put 7 Psychopaths.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
10, 4.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you there. 7 Psychopaths is a perfect...
Oh, yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah. If 21 Jump Street is a Judd Apatow action movie... 7 Psychopaths is a black comedy.
Since I voted last one, I'll vote 21 Jump Street is my favorite comedy. But they're both great films. They could both be first in a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Tough call.
I think I laugh. No, I laugh a lot at each one.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, I probably laughed harder in 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
Magic Mike, I just kind of chuckled.
Yeah, Magic Mike isn't so much a comedy, though. That's the problem.
I mean, it's a comedy because it's really funny.
It's a comedy.
But we like it first. If it wasn't funny, I don't think we'd like it.
Nah, it'd be depressing as shit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very serious a lot of the time.
Yeah, but it's still, it's still funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It does have, a dramatic story as well. Mm-hmm. That's why it's going down.
Yeah, I guess I would pick 21 Jump Street.
All right. So it's unanimous. 21 Jump Street is the winner of
Congratulations.
Best Comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Channing Tatum.
Wait, is this the first award for Channing Tatum? Nope. It also won Best Use of Slow-Mo. The second award for 21 Jump Street. This is the second Oscar. Chani won.
I have to tell you, we have to start Best Reboot as well.
Well, that's not too bad.
Do we have, yeah. Can you think of any other?
The Spider-Man.
Total Recall.
Total Recall. Dread. We didn't see other Dread. We're not going to split differences between remakes and reboots either. Whatever. It's all the same.
Okay, so the next award is the Tom Cruise Award for Best Running Sequence. And the biggest problem with this award this year was that Tom Cruise was surprisingly not in one.
He was in an action movie.
Yeah, it was an action movie.
Perfectly set up to run.
Easily. He ran for a second, kind of.
He had so many chances to run.
Exactly, like when the cops were chasing him.
Yep.
I mean,
couldn't
he just sprinted once? No.
That wasn't, I guess.
I blame it more on the director than anything, though.
No, I blame him.
I think the director, Tom Cruise probably ran all over the set.
No,
Tom. And the director didn't record it right.
Tom Cruise has so much power. He could have.
Oh, he could. He probably thought it was going to be in there, though.
He just didn't.
He was probably convinced that the character would.
I blame Tom Cruise. He did not deliver on what he said.
No. I blame the books. as what I blame most things.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess we don't know if he runs in the books.
Yeah, he probably does. His character seems like something that wouldn't.
Well, he's supposed
sprint
to be like
away from
6'5" or something, right?
Yeah, he did run.
Yeah. We'll give Tom Cruise a pass on that.
Well, this is an obvious choice for me.
I mean, Tom Cruise still gets an award.
I gotta say.
Every year for this.
Yeah.
Just not for winning.
Okay. So, the nominations are Skyfall, I guess the beginning.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Well, that, and then the scene where he's chasing the bad guy when he escapes. Remember, like, through the tunnels and everything?
Yeah.
He's running all funny.
Yeah.
on the train. Chasing him onto the train and then out of the train.
There's two train chases?
The subway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Born, which had
probably has
actually had a lot less foot chases than previous Born entries.
Oh, that's going to lose now.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And Safe, which I didn't see.
Safe just fit the category.
There were running sequences,
but it was more about confirmed. Him, like, beating people at the end of them than him actually escaping people.
It's kind of a sad year for Ryan.
Oh, yeah, it is. Like, there was last year, Ghost Protocol had, like, two great ones.
Oh, and
amazing.
And Fast Five. Amazing.
Oh,
Ryan
man.
I forgot about Fast Five.
Wait, where?
Wait, yeah, down.
Oh, Moneyball one last year. Nah, Crazy Stupid Love also won that.
Oh, I forgot Warrior was on there.
Oh, yeah.
God, that was great.
Yeah.
It's not as good a year.
Yeah, sad.
Sherlock Holmes. Forget about
but it sounds like Skyfall wins, guys.
Skyfall's going to win. But
it's a foot chase.
And yeah, even Skyfall winning.
Which, honestly, Skyfall could have probably
had a good
nominated
one
last year.
Yeah, it would have been nominated.
Yeah, it wouldn't have won.
Probably
wouldn't have.
It was solid.
Yeah, it was okay.
This is going to be a difficult one.
Best trailer. This is actually pretty cool.
This is pretty tough.
Yeah, we have some good trailers this year. And we have a lot of nominees, I see.
And I don't remember a lot of them.
No. Yeah.
Like I'm sure we're missing like 30 trailers.
Definitely.
Well, me and Tyler did look through a list of best trailers from other websites.
Yeah.
That was pretty comprehensive. It was like 50 of them on it.
All right, so nominees are Pacific Rim, Man of Steel.
Now, Man of Steel for the second one, right?
Yeah. Dark Knight for which one?
I think the last?
I don't know either.
In general.
All right.
The first one, maybe?
Composite Dark Knight. The trailer. Django.
The last one of Django.
Yeah.
They were pretty novel.
Yeah.
The first one that you saw in the theater over and over again wasn't as good as the last one.
The first two Djangos.
And there was a Red Band trailer.
Did the first, Gangster Squad trailer come out this year? You know, the one where they were shooting in the theater? Because that was really good.
I don't know. It did come out last year.
All right.
Die
Hard?
Probably.
For the last one, I think.
Newest one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
And if that didn't come out.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, that's for sure.
Oh, the one with the classical music?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have seen it. Okay. Iron Man 3.
Well, I guess they all do.
Yeah.
Well, the first Iron Man 3 trailer, if you're watching this in the future.
Looper.
Yeah.
Skyfall.
For the first Skyfall trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pain and Gain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Broken City.
Ah-ha.
All right. Well,
I'm
going to give you all my pick right off the bat.
Okay.
I'm picking Skyfall.
Okay. Good choice.
Yeah. Followed by Pain and Gain.
Mm. Okay. And then top three.
Third, Man of Steel.
Okay. Okay, Matthew.
This is difficult. I'm going to say it's hard because if, like, they all came out at the same time before Batman came out, I would probably pick that one.
I would, too. I would pick Batman, even if all they did was say Batman, and they didn't have anything in it.
Yeah.
But I guess we're reviewing the trailer.
Yeah, we're reviewing the quality of the trailer, not just what it represents.
Yeah, but it is hard to separate that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but then I just, like, give Die Hard the win.
No, you did give Skyfall.
Well, Skyfall would win. Yeah, you're right. But then I'd give Die Hard over Man of Steel.
Well,
I think Man of Steel's a lot better trailer. Like, if I was got to sit down and watch one or the other.
No,
trailer,
I understand. Yeah. But, like, it is hard to separate, like, your love of, like, Skyfall and James Bond and how good the trailer was.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah.
It's impossible to separate it, like, completely.
Yeah. I agree with that. But at some level, like, just, like, how much fun it is to watch the trailer.
I mean, honestly, like, there's a chance Die Hard made it onto our nominees just because it was Die Hard.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the things
were cool.
It was a cool trailer. I don't know if it was necessarily
the best.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty similar to
maybe top 30.
The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, was that one last year?
That was a really good one.
Yeah.
It was similar style.
Yeah, that was a great trailer.
The style was similar to that one.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
With the text.
Actually, I think our trailers this year are better than last year.
I think
overall.
So, too. Yeah. Like, I mean.
Oh, there's a Batman trailer last year.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Fine. I go with Skyfall and Superman. Then Iron Man.
That's actually exactly mine too.
Really?
Yeah. A third would either be Iron Man, then fourth probably Pacific Rim.
Wait, honorable
or
mention?
Dark Knight. I can't really remember Dark Knight, honestly. So,
you know what's better than these trailers? The Star Trek
Yeah, that was kind of a glaring oversight on our.
It's better than some of them. It's better than some of them.
It should at least get a nominee, probably.
It's
a nominee now.
We've honestly had quite a few oversights. Like, I'm pretty sure Gangster Squad's trailer came out this past year.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was a great trailer.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Skyfall, on unanimous first place. I guess second place was what? Man of Steel?
Yep,
congratulations, Man of Steel, in second. Sorry for losing.
This is the first
Pain Gauge.
This is the fourth. This is the fourth Insanity Award for Skyfall.
You're doing pretty well.
We need a girl and some classical music to like talk about.
Oh, that would be good.
Right, man.
Let's
get a girl.
As Skyfall's walking towards the stage.
You know, we can do that. We can probably get, like, a video podcast going.
That's
invite Dan and Craig over.
That'd be cool. Just
we could Skype him in right now. Like, Dan and Craig, how do you feel about your win?
Or Dan and Craig, we know you're a little too busy to make it today. But we were nice enough to Skype you in.
He'll be in, like, the Bahamas or something. Like, sorry I couldn't make it, guys. But I really appreciate the Oscar. I have it right here already for some reason.
No, I want it to be like he's, like, just sleeping in bed or something. He's like, I didn't feel like coming in, guys.
He's drinking Heineken.
Yeah.
I knew I was going to win for the past week, apparently, because I already have the Oscar.
I really wish I could have made it, but I just wanted to lay here instead.
Actually, the only people who'd win, though, are whoever agreed to be Skyped in after they were.
We would definitely be willing to give away awards to talk to celebrities. We'll give you this award if you let us Skype you.
Shia LaBeouf, best hero.
Favorite actor.
All right.
None?
We got a new one.
Oh, this is a big one.
This isn't new. This is like, we had this last year.
Oh, we did?
Best.
Oh, you're right.
Would he win would he win this year?
Green Lantern guy would win every year. How'd he lose last year? Guys, I'm starting to think we took this year a little too serious compared to last year.
Yeah, the last year's really weren't that great. No. I mean, besides Kevin Bacon.
Oh, Kevin Bacon was amazing. I think he probably... Well, he might win
it. It didn't really matter who we nominated last year, because Kevin Bacon was going to win.
Yeah.
This year's are probably better, technically. Well, one of them. A few of them. Two of them.
All right.
Okay, well, you have Bane, Michael Shannon from Premium Rush, Javier Bardem from Skyfall, Leo DiCaprio.
Oh, three of them.
Liev Schreiber from Goon.
Goon, oh yeah. Jean-Claude Van Damme from Expendables 2.
I told you these are bad.
What's that?
Alpha Wolf from The Gray.
Yeah.
And Guy Pearce from Lawless.
And the...
And Chronicle Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are way better than
last.
Not Kevin Bacon. He was a standout.
Oh, yeah, but overall, yeah, but way yeah, better.
Overall.
Yeah, Jesus, I mean...
As a whole.
That's really tough. I like every one of these a lot.
What are you
looking? I'm just moving it over.
Yeah, I like every one of these guys. So
yeah, yeah.
I don't know. You guys tell me, how is Leonardo DiCaprio in Django?
Oh, amazing.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
so good.
If you consider him the villain.
All right.
He's the hero of that story.
All right. In theory, like, just off looking at the trailer, like, I want him to win.
Oh, he's good/better than the trailer.
All right. So I'm just going off you guys saying this. He's my number one.
Ooh, okay. But also.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Off of what I want him to be, which you guys
Sam think he Jackson's is. Also a pretty good villain in that.
Too. Yeah, he's not even half.
It's kind of funny because Sam Jackson, Taylor hasn't seen him, but Sam Jackson, he plays this. He's black, obviously, but he's Sam second Jackson. To Leonardo DiCaprio and hates black people.
He's like, yeah,
that's funny.
It's hilarious.
He goes on a rant when Django comes riding on a horse. Like, who let a black man on a horse riding up to?
Yeah, but he's like, he's actually like, you can guess he's like actually pulling all the strings, like,
oh yeah,
all that. He's like telling everyone what to do.
He's kind of smart. He's smarter than Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's just like really manipulative.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio is pretty dumb.
But he legitimately hates black people. Yeah.
Oh,
Leonardo is so good.
Oh, he's so good. I'm actually like, okay, as good as Skyfall the movie was and everything and the bad guy, like, I don't think he finished top three.
No.
Like, I'm glad he was in it and everything. He was great, but...
He was a great villain in comparison to the past couple
of
years.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't think he was a great villain for, like, the ages or anything like that.
I mean, he would finish second last year.
Oh, yeah.
That means
easily.
Either.
Easily. But, I mean, most of these guys would, too.
Would he?
Yeah.
I would put him. Yeah. Okay. Last year's probably
pretty easily,
weak.
Yeah.
Besides...
Okay, top three. I would go Leonardo DiCaprio, one. I'll just say Guy Pearce, two. And.
what about?
I'll go Jean-Claude Van Damme, three.
Over Bane?
Yeah.
All right.
I guess Leonardo DiCaprio is going to win, so I might as well pick him.
That's a good mindset.
And then Bane. And then... I don't know.
All right, I'm going to give you my second two. The Alpha Wolf.
Yeah, that's what I was saying for three.
Yeah, he's my two.
But I can't really think. Was there really, like, one wolf that was chasing him?
Oh, yeah, there was.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean,
I just remember the final wolf.
That was the final wolf. Oh, it was the one that... I mean, like, the alpha wolf, and to be honest, really wasn't that cool. Like, he only showed up at the very end.
The wolves in general, I
think, are second.
Okay.
And Chronicle Guy, I'd say, is three.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay, I guess.
Wait.
Bane's a tie for second with Guy Pearce. Then Jean-Claude Van Damme.
That's fair.
But we can't all forget about Bane's awesome heritage. where he came from. His awesome accent.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's better for it, too.
He was raised in darkness.
Well, congratulations.
Light all the time.
To Leonardo DiCaprio. This is...
Just so everyone knows.
Have we already done Best Hero?
Yeah.
Because he's made an appearance in that
Best Hero as well.
Okay, good.
That's messed up.
No, Taylor, you haven't seen the movie.
All right,
okay.
All right.
You don't understand how bad the...
Okay, all right, let's move on.
He's just trying to protect his property, Taylor.
And honestly, like, he's pretty good to his slaves in that movie.
Oh,
besides the ones he makes fight to the death.
Oh, and like, yeah. And the dogs that ripped their bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but besides that.
To all the chick slaves, he's pretty nice to them.
Oh. Well, as long as they're going to sleep with the other people, though. As long as they're going to sleep with his friends.
Oh, well...
Take them out of...
She tried to run away, but he did put that lady in a box for a while.
So, most anticipated of 2013. 2013 looks pretty good, guys.
This is really hard.
Yeah.
We've already had an hour-long discussion about this.
That's not rare at all for any of these categories.
Adding more to this.
Oh, yeah. We never really did add a bunch more.
Yeah, we didn't really finish this category. We left it blank, actually.
James Franco. Okay.
James Franco's our most anticipated.
What's the ghost... I'll just say Ghost Cops.
Oh, yeah. Recipes Park.
Yeah.
That's been a name for it, though.
Runner is my pick. And
you can only add one.
I'm adding Kill Bin Laden as well.
Wait, are you talking about Zero Dark Thirty?
No.
It's the same movie. It was originally titled Kill Bin Laden.
Oh, same movie? Yeah. Oh, we already said you can't do that.
Why not?
Because it can't win any awards this year.
Why not?
It can't win awards. No, it can win this award.
No, we're punishing it.
Oh, we're putting...
Yeah.
Why?
Because it didn't let us see the movie.
They didn't invite us to...
Yeah.
Oh, for the premiere? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, this goes
out... I mean, I'm not saying it wouldn't.
Fine, I'm replacing it with Gangster Squad.
This goes out to you, Catherine Gigolo.
Yeah.
You should have invited us to your premiere.
Yeah, you'll regret this next time.
When your Zero Dark 32 comes out.
Okay. So, the nominees... are Superman, Pacific Rim, Fast 6, the new Iron Man, new Star Trek, Pain and Gain, the new James Franco movie. Don't know what it's titled.
We're talking about that Apocalypse movie. Have you heard of that?
Oh, that sounds really good.
Like, yeah. I guarantee that's going to be good.
Did you see
I don't know how good, but it's guaranteed.
Seen the trailer.
It's not even like a trailer. It's just like a scene from the movie.
Oh, yeah. It sounds really funny. That's the one, what's his name? Rogan's writing, right?
Yeah.
It
has like all of them in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know
it's
the
like
premise?
They're all playing themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They're just like hyper stuff.
That sounds really good. Okay. Then Runner, which is a gambling movie written by the guy who did Rounders and directed by the Lincoln Lawyer guy. And it stars Ben Affleck and...
No, there's nothing on that yet, right? There's no like trailer.
No. And then Justin Timberlake and Anthony Mackie and Gavin Arterton.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Ghost Cops. Is R.I.P.D.
Rest in Peace Department?
Oh, yeah. With Jeff Bridges and Ryan Reynolds.
As Ghost Cops. Now, there's no trailer for this yet either, right?
No.
We've seen pictures, though. That's
but they're pretty hilarious pictures.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And then,
worth a thousand words.
Then Gangster Squad, which we've known about for like 3 years.
Okay.
Well, can anybody think of any others?
There's got to be more.
I mean, there are more.
There's tons more.
Yeah.
Wolverine.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
it should
Wolverine.
Be
Wolverine. Put that above
us, Wolverine actually would be in my top five.
Yeah.
Definitely.
This is hard.
Based on what I've seen so far.
All right, now, Tyler, before we start doing this, just know, I feel no obligation to put Iron Man in the top five.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. So you don't have to feel any obligation to put any...
I know already what my last one is.
All right.
Number 11. I don't know if we'll get that far.
I'm
curious what Tyler's number one is.
Wait, didn't we already talk about this?
I don't know.
Iron Man 3.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, it is Iron Man 3.
Oh, that's spoilers. That's unbelievable.
And my number 2 is Superman.
Oh, my spoilers.
That's so terrible.
Crash.
My number
Taylor,
3 is Pacific Rim.
We're putting all those 3 on the last.
My number 4 is Ghost Caps.
No.
Jesus.
Christ.
My number 5 is...
Gangster Squad.
3 is Fast 6.
Thank God.
Oh, okay, 3. Yeah.
But and four is a tie between Ghost Caps and Pacific Rim.
All right.
And six would be, well, six on this list would be Star Trek.
All right. So just
oh no, six would be James Franco.
Just to recap, Tyler, this is how it goes for you: yeah. Fast Six, Iron Man, Ghost Caps, Star Trek, Pain and Gain, James Franco.
That's right. Pretty similar to what I said. I only noticed one main difference.
All right. Okay. All right, Matt, go ahead.
Put Fast Six first.
Okay.
Like a normal person.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else can I say? Yes, Iron Man. Then, all right, Fast Six, Iron Man, Star Trek, Superman, Pain and Gain. Mm-hmm. All right. So whatever else there is. All
right.
They're all. The rest are pretty good.
Yeah, but Fast Six. Pain and Gain. No, 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 no.
Controversy.
No, Fast Six. Runner, Runner.
Oh, my God. Based off the least information?
Hey, it's the concept. Then Wolverine, probably.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Controversy.
All right.
My list stands with Wolverine also factoring in.
Then probably Superman, I think. Yeah, probably Superman. So I'm going to go Fast Six, Runner Runner. Oh man, but that Apocalypse movie sounds good.
Oh,
this,
yeah.
This is really hard. All right, just say whatever you want and put Iron Man as five.
Oh. Okay, well, so it sounds like one is Fast Six, two is Iron Man, and three, it sounded like Superman. From what
that's cool. Yeah,
from
I'm all right with it.
All right. Yeah,
that's fair.
Okay.
What's four?
Four.
Star Trek. Pain and Games.
Four was. I don't know. Because it could have been Wolverine
it's
too.
Too hard. Yeah, it's really hard.
So top three though.
Right, I like a lot of these movies about the same.
No point in ranking them, really.
No.
Picking the best is obviously. The rest are fighting for last. So,
okay, so biggest disappointment of the year, we have Bourne Legacy, Prometheus, and Lawless.
Oh, get Lawless off.
No, it was disappointing.
Not disappointing.
Oh, it was too.
No, it was.
Well, compared to what I expected it was.
I was just as good as I hoped.
Oh, I thought it would be amazing, though.
Let's
and it ended up not being
it
amazing.
It was good.
It's probably
it was good, yeah.
All right, that's fine. You can keep it on there if you want to. Amazing Spider-Man.
What?
I will put on there.
Well, I didn't really? Have high
hopes.
I didn't think it'd
be good. Yeah, I didn't have high hopes.
Like, this isn't a bad movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Prometheus, I didn't think it was a bad Spider-Man movie either.
Yeah.
But it was also
on... really high.
Yeah, it was also on our... It was our second most anticipated movie
like
last year.
Inception type thing, or...
Just walking out of really Prometheus, I really liked it. Just the more you think about it.
I like Prometheus.
It gets
I like Prometheus and Long.
Yeah, I blame the internet for making me not like that movie, pointing out all its flaws. I wasn't going to come up with those on my own.
I agree.
Yeah.
Those are stupid. Those type of flaws are stupid.
Oh, you people picking it apart. I thought I was fine with it right when it came.
It's like in Fast Six. It's like, well, why rob the guy? Why not just go into hiding? Shut up.
Where they talk? Whoa. Have you been reading spoilers about Fast Six, too?
I'm in Fast Five.
Oh.
We're on the same movie.
No, there's no one says that.
Any other big disappointments, guys?
There's got to be some. We're not really thinking.
I don't think I really disliked that many movies.
I didn't either. You only disliked Prometheus and Lawless because you had such high expectations.
Yeah, like I still would give them at least probably
three-ish.
We gave bad reviews to movies this year.
We did.
We only reviewed like five movies.
We did like two bad reviews.
I gave almost everything 4 or 5 stars.
You reviewed a lot of movies.
I mean, Alex Cross, I didn't think was going to be earth shattering.
Yeah, yeah, so it wouldn't be disappointing.
That's true. Yeah. Ooh, Killing Them Softly?
Oh, yeah. If that's as bad as you guys say, that's pretty disappointing.
I was hoping it would be good.
I thought it was going to be great.
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought that was going to be
great. I liked the trailer. Movie. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, hell, I didn't like the trailer, and I thought it was still going to be great.
It was actually pretty disappointing.
Yeah.
Life of Pi might be most surprising.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Taken 2, maybe, too?
No.
I had super hopes. Most disappointing, Tyler's review of End of Watch.
I said high three-star movie right here.
Oh, not high. That would have rounded up to four if it was high.
No, we don't round it up. Yeah, we do. And it was pretty glowing.
We didn't really think that much of Cloud Atlas, so...
No, I thought that would be the worst movie.
We thought that was going to be...
I came away pretty happy with that movie.
I thought it was going to change my life.
Tyler thought it was going to be, like, the worst movie ever made. And it turned out just to be not that good.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Okay, now, you like Batman, Taylor. Yes. But it is disappointing.
You're right. It is a disappointing movie for me. So that's I guess if you want to count that, it's pretty disappointing. But I don't think you guys would be okay with that. So
well, I mean, it wouldn't win, I don't think.
No,
but
it
it's fair.
But you don't have to nominate it.
I think a lot of people would think that, though.
Who?
It's probably a lot of people's biggest.
Kyle, you've been reading the internet too much again.
Yeah, you
I don't even
you
have
got an A center score. Nobody was disappointed with that.
Well, I mean, people on the internet.
Yeah, fake people. Like 10 guys.
The same people.
Ten guys who run websites.
Who ruined Prometheus for me.
Yeah, those people.
Wait.
The people that don't matter.
Wait.
That don't affect anything.
But like you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We're not saying...
We're included in the very...
That's what I said.
It doesn't make a difference about anything.
Yeah, we're better than them, though, so...
We do it for ourselves.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm going to make it over. All right, so, votes?
Well,
let's see them.
I'll go Prometheus, Born. Prometheus first, Born second for me.
I'm going to say Born because I actually thought that would be good and it's really bad. it kind of ruined the Born franchise, like any hopes I had for it returning.
I bet the next, if there's another one, it'll be pretty good, I bet.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I bet it will be, but you'll still all be always like, oh man, that spinoff sucked.
Well, even if it's a sequel to this one, I bet.
I guess I just didn't like it because I thought it tainted a perfect trilogy. So, I'm going to say Born. Born pretty high for me.
I'm going to say Born as well.
All right.
Congratulations, Born.
Congratulations, Born.
Most disappointing movie.
Well, congratulations, Prometheus and Lawless, for not winning this.
This is the first award for the Born Legacy. It's not nominated for any others.
I like how the category mix is kind of random. So on to the best director of the year.
That's the fun thing about this. You never know what you're going to get.
Director of the years, we have Sam Mendes, Christopher Nolan, Joss Whedon, Rian Johnson, Quentin Tarantino, David O. Russell, and Ang Lee. Now.
This is a hard one because it's almost just picking... the best movie.
Yeah, you have to try and separate that bit, but it's not like we're going to really do that.
Are we going to say writer-director? Like, can we count that into it? Like, best filmmaker of the year? Something like that? Because, like, if so, then, like, I'm going to give the edge to, like, Joss Whedon.
That's possible.
Or Tarantino, I guess, but...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it's everything this person did.
Okay, I like that.
Okay.
Not necessarily his directing, exactly.
Just his directing.
He was the director.
Yeah, exclusive. Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe he saved some lives just in his real life. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Like, all directors count.
All right.
Okay. Okay, so you guys got it.
All right, so considering I haven't seen Django, I'm just not going to count Tarantino right now. I imagine it's great, but I just I can't put him in my list.
If it makes it easier, I don't think he's my top two.
Okay. All right. Cool. So then I'll pick probably Joss Whedon number one, and then maybe Sam Mendes second, and Ang Lee three. Those are mine.
Whoa. I know he sucks, Ang Lee.
Matt?
Okay, well, Okay, my director of the year. I think I would go Rian Johnson for Looper.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's a hell of an upset.
Well, yeah. Oh, and Sam Mendes, too. And Joss Whedon, 3.
Who's Sam Mendes?
Skyfall. Well, the way we came, the final, our, well, I think I probably would have went Sam Mendes before we decided on the way you wanted to take it.
The director who did the most.
What's so great about Looper, then?
Well, he came up with the idea, he wrote it, and directed it.
I don't know.
I loved that movie. Honestly, like, it's It's gotten even better, like, the second time I watched it, I loved it.
I gotta be honest, like, if we were just doing exclusively directorial, like, ability, like, I think I'd pick Ang Lee. Like, just because really visionary. But because we decided to interpret it that way,
yeah.
I'm throwing it to Joss Whedon. That's pretty amazing. Matt?
Wait, who was your second again?
My second was Sam Mendes.
Okay, Matt, so this is your pick, pretty much.
It's really... if Sam Mendes or Joss Whedon is going to win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, I'm going to pick Christopher Nolan first.
Okay. I would have liked to have had him in my top three, so fair enough.
Just because, yeah, amazing.
Yeah, we like to recognize.
Good directing. Guys, he directed a million people all at once. Or however many were in those scenes. All
right. That's true. That would have been logistically really complicated.
Oh, yeah. His movie... is on our most anticipated whenever it comes out, too.
What's his next
one? Oh, yeah.
Interstellar.
What's it about?
So it's sci-fi. His brother wrote it. Oh. Spielberg was going to do it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Why didn't he do it?
Why isn't he doing the next Bond?
Oh, he can do that, too.
All right.
Matt, so sad.
I guess I'm going to pick that guy from Skyfall.
Sam Mendes.
All right.
What else is he directing?
Road to Perdition.
Yeah.
American Beauty.
At least he improved.
And
oh, you know what's overrated? American Beauty.
Revolutionary.
At least I think.
The movies.
He did Revolutionary Road.
Yeah.
That looked bad.
Yeah. Yeah, let's change.
Well, congratulations, Sam Mendes.
I vote Looper guy.
Come
first.
Back of the century.
He now wins.
Congratulations, Jess. We are Sam Mendes. I don't know who's second. So let's go on to Best Actress.
Joss Whedon might be second.
Okay, congratulations, Joss Whedon, on second.
You're second best.
Which
is pretty good. Second best in the world. I mean, come on.
Well, if we put best writer on there, I'd give it to him, probably.
I'd give it to a guy who wrote Batman.
So, best actress.
Or Tarantino, maybe.
Did he write that? Yeah, I could see you putting Tarantino.
Best actress. We have Emily Blunt from Looper. Anne Hathaway from Batman. So, Scarlett Johansson from Avengers. Jennifer Lawrence, Silver Linings.
Who the hell is in End of Watch?
Are you talking about Anna Kendrick from End of Watch?
I don't know.
I think you were.
I think we were just trying to think of girls in movies. So.
Oh, okay. So she's recognized for being a girl in a movie.
She's okay.
Congratulations.
I'm trying to think of other girls in movies.
I don't think there are.
Yeah, like I can think of girls in movies, just not like they weren't that great.
Which would also qualify as what she was in that movie, bro.
Yeah, like...
Fine, she's deleted. Sorry, Anna Kendrick, you're not going to win.
Well, I mean, I like
award.
Anna Kendrick.
She's not going to win any awards.
Well, it's a Lifetime Achievement Award.
No, nope, she's not winning anything now. She's a loser. She's not even nominated for anything.
Well, maybe Pitch Perfect. Oh, fine. Put her on there for Pitch Perfect.
Nope.
No.
Yeah, that movie's great.
Nope.
Well, I'm nominating her for
Pitch Perfect. I picked Catherine Zeta-Jones for, whatchamacallit?
Nope.
Rock of Ages.
No.
Yes.
No way.
She is hilarious in that movie.
No. Yes. She's not.
Yes, she is. She is very funny.
The opposite.
I can't
very think of funny.
Tell a joke, she said.
She's hysterical. I can't do it as well as her.
Okay, so you guys got?
Looper Girl.
Yeah, who's that?
Emily Blunt.
Yeah, I liked her character. Yeah, I'll put Looper for one.
What?
Yeah. Looper one. She was a good character.
All right, well, good look at that.
She was pretty good.
Five.
I mean, I'm going with Silver Linings one. You go one, Matt.
I'll go with Hunger Games. Girl from
Two, I would go Looper.
Nah.
Three Catwoman, four Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah, I'm going with that too. Looper one, Catwoman two, Scarlett Johansson three.
Yeah.
Well, who wins that?
Jennifer Lawrence one. Because you said one and I said one.
Yeah, I guess.
What?
Math does.
We both picked her first.
You're right, you win.
Congratulations.
Well, yeah, she was actually, she acted the most in that.
She's probably pretty good.
Oh, yeah,
she's
great.
This is a pretty Oscar-like.
I don't
think she's going to win the Oscar.
Well, yeah, we don't really like chicks in movies. So,
guys,
one of our Oscars.
Let it be known, the Best Actor Award coming up next does not... They're equal.
In
whoever
what,
wins,
in
whoever
way,
wins this next award
in what way
is equal
the best
to Jennifer...
In what way?
I regret we even had this award.
More to this.
best person in film?
I'm adding Captain America.
No, acting. Yes. That's no.
You put Iron Man in there.
Nope.
That's because they have good acting.
Best actor? No way.
What?
No way.
No.
We gave it to Robert Downey Jr. There's no way Captain America is in there.
Why not?
Compare him to these other people.
To Bane?
He's amazing.
Bane didn't do anything.
Oh, Bane was great.
No.
There's no way, Captain.
Did you hear his voice? Best actor?
Actor.
Captain America was just bland. He didn't
do anything. So was Bane.
No, he wasn't.
You remember that?
He did have the voice.
He did have the voice, though.
He did the voice.
That's not acting.
He did the voice for him.
Oh, my God. You guys are crazy.
There's no way Captain America.
You guys are crazy.
Oh, you're crazy. You didn't like Bane.
You're crazy. I liked Captain America.
You didn't think Bane was
He's a very humble person.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what he's going. So what?
Anybody can be humble.
No, not anyone can be humble and be likable at the same time. Like, come off as not passive.
He didn't have to act at all.
Like he could. I mean,
he did.
No. He was good. I liked him.
I know Chris Evans was making.
Plus, we're not exactly
jokes.
Picking them all off of best acting. We're picking the best actor.
No, we're not talking about best superhero
anymore.
Also,
could be best star.
There's no way Captain America's in this.
Fine. You want to veto Captain America? I am adding someone who does deserve to be on here.
Okay, that's
Liam
fair.
Liam Neeson.
For Taken? Or for Gray?
No, we're doing it cumulative across
the Gray,
the
yeah, okay.
But for the Gray would be the only reason I would
No,
because
no,
I've only seen the Gray.
Well, okay, yeah.
Okay,
and then
that's fair. I'm fine with that.
Taken 2.
Yeah,
I'm fine with Liam
Neeson. We're okay with
that.
All right, okay. Thank God. All right.
He's pretty good.
Okay, so best actor, let's go ahead and say the nominees.
Oh, we fixed that
for
him. Matthew McConaughey.
Well, you remember that
one? Robert Downey Jr.
Denial Craig. Denial Ray from Skyfall.
Daniel Craig.
Jiggle. Jiggle from
Joseph
Premium Rush and Looper.
Yeah.
And Batman.
Leo DiCap.
Big year for Drew.
Matthew McConaughey. Have we seen anything of Matthew McConaughey besides Magic Mike?
I don't think
it?
So.
Okay. Well,
I mean, something came out, but it was like indie.
People are counting Killer Joe.
Paperboy.
Paperboy.
Like Channing Tatum. He was in 3 movies.
Yep.
Bane.
Yes.
Tom Hardy.
Totally
he was in 2 movies. He was
there.
In 2 great
totally
movies.
Totally deserves to be on there.
He was in
Lawless.
Yeah, he was good in Lawless. He was really
and
good in Lawless. I gotta
and in Batman.
He was in Batman.
He was in Batman.
He's good.
He's in good. Yeah.
He was the main
He's
character in Batman.
He's alright.
Yeah. Okay, and Liam Neeson from The Gray and Taken 2.
All right, now and
possibly
and
other movies.
Batman 3.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
He was pretty good in Batman 3. His one line was really good.
Oh, well, no, he had a whole backstory.
His
stuff
ghost hallucination was great.
Okay. All right. It's kind of tough.
And we're just like saying like the cumulative effect of all their movies, like and the impression they made in your mind.
Yeah, but it's not like necessarily.
Well, yeah,
like Channing Tatum actually would go down in your guys' mind for Haywire. Like it's not just how.
You have to judge that. Well,
you don't have
but
to.
But it was really made up for, and he was actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt. Yeah.
You don't have to degrade.
And you know, it is in the level.
It's
whether how
thing.
Much you degrade it by is up
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, but you got
to. Yeah,
you gotta
it
consider.
Is part of the things he did.
But like I'm saying, like right,
he also did.
Say,
since
Leonardo DiCaprio's only in one movie, you can't just make a whole bunch of mediocre movies. To
he
beat
did
him.
The Vow this year.
No. But I'm saying. No, that's what I'm saying. Like. If Leonardo DiCaprio was just one great person in the year, he could win. But then he was also the worst person in the year. Then that has to count for something.
No, it can only count for like a point.
Yeah, but it has to count for something.
Well, I'm saying like if Leonardo DiCaprio was way better, and then like Channing Tatum was in a bunch of pretty good movies, he can't be in like 20 pretty good movies and end up beating him.
Well, it's all just
the
impression.
If he was in 20 pretty good movies,
you just think about it, and it's just the impression that you get in your mind.
I'm not saying Channing Tatum loses, but I'm saying he didn't have a perfect year.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I'm not.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay. I wouldn't degree. No, he was amazing in Haywire.
Yeah, he actually was really good.
Okay.
And he was good in The Vow, too.
Yeah, that's
He had a really good year.
Yeah, he's never not amazing.
I forgot about
that. Haywire, the movie's bad.
Okay.
But he was a shining beacon.
All right, so I think we should discuss this more.
Filth.
Like,
okay.
Just off of, like, productivity. Like, I'm going to jiggle JGL, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and Channing Tatum come to mind.
Those are the leading product.
Yep. And I guess, and then I guess you could also count Tom Hardy because he had two good characters.
Mm-hmm.
And Liam Neeson had two good characters. While Daniel Craig and I guess Leo DiCap and Robert Downey Jr. had three really great characters. So, how do you guys want to try to measure this?
It's up to you.
Yeah, it's your personal. All
right.
I don't think we have to take it. We don't have to do it.
Okay. I'm picking Channing Tatum as Man of the Year.
Ooh. Okay. Yep.
Should we have Man of the Year? Different than Best Actor.
Best Actor of the Year. Fine. Whatever you want to say.
I mean,
Best Guy in Movies of the Year.
Yeah, our Best Actor is the best, not just man or actor. Well, it's Best Person.
Well, no, because my choice was going to be separate from Best Person.
Because actors are better than everyone
else. Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Okay, I'm actually... out of this list, I'm going to go with...
Wait, who'd you pick, too? Is number one.
You want Channing Tatum.
Oh, okay.
Damn, that's tough. I don't know.
Well, see,
I actually was thinking Matthew McConaughey.
Really?
Yeah, because his role was just amazing.
It was. And he had all those indie movies he was probably good into.
Yeah. He's probably about amazing.
Bernie. He was great in Bernie.
Oh, man.
He's pretty good. That movie was very...
I might as well do it. We're going to go Matthew McConaughey 1, Leo DiCap 2, and Channing Tatum 3.
Wow.
Ooh.
Man.
Okay.
Channing Tatum could win.
Matt, who'd you
pick? It's possible.
Who'd you pick?
Well, see, now, I don't know if you guys were voting the same way I was, but I was leaning towards Leonardo DiCaprio because of his acting. Not necessarily him as a person.
That's silly, man.
Not that he's not amazing as a person.
Not necessarily them as a person, but their character.
Yeah. Like the overall effect.
Yeah.
The performances.
Yeah, like how much you like them in the movie-ish.
Yeah. Throughout the whole year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that, I did kind of,
I mean, like, if you gave it to Iron Man, I wouldn't blame you. Or Daniel Craig.
Like, well, if we go back to last year. We nominated them for specific movies.
Yeah, we kind of changed it this year. We decided that early on.
Well, because if we were just nominating Best Person, The Rock would.
Well, yeah, it's not Best Person. It's Best Performance. Like, overall performances of the year.
Yeah.
Best Performance.
No, multiple performances. How many? It's
most of.
It's Best Actor in the Year, but our Best Actor of the Year just happens to include all of their acting.
Yes.
It's not the best acting in a movie this year.
It's not Best Performance of the Year.
Ours is actually the Best Actor of the Year.
Yeah. That's true.
It could be a separate character.
Best Performance of the Year? I don't want to do that.
Yeah, fine. Wait. So you're saying, Tyler, that, Robert Downey Jr. is not even your top three?
Yeah, he would most likely be it if he had his own movie. And didn't have three sucky people.
And have to share? Okay. Three sucky. Fine. It's kind of coming down real.
You keep going last.
Well, since...
This is hard. This is very
hard. Oh, yeah, it's a good year.
Since it's Matthew McConaughey... Wait, who'd you put a second time?
Leonardo.
I'm gonna put Jiggle as two.
If I put,
because he was in so many good movies this year.
Okay.
Would you put Channing Tatum?
I put him three.
Ooh. I'm also putting Liam Neeson as three because I like Liam Neeson.
Well, Channing Tatum did have a breakout year this year.
It's hard to not pick him.
Alright, fine. I'll pick Channing Tatum.
Alright.
Congratulations, Channing Tatum.
Your eighth award for the night.
I think Leonardo DiCaprio was better acting.
Well.
Whatever. That's silly.
Have you seen Magic Mike?
We should just change that to best movies.
Well, that's just because Channing Tatum doesn't really have to act.
Yeah, he's already awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so this one is actually Matt's idea.
This is the best new award.
And it's a little bit confusing, guys. It's person who should have made a movie to win an award. This doesn't mean they had to not be in a movie this year. It just means that they had to have won an award this year by us.
They should have. They should have made a better movie to win an award.
All right.
Just so everybody knows, like, though, how we decided.
Extend this list.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody. It's basically everyone we like who didn't win an award by us this year.
Exactly. Okay, well, let me add some.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Well, let's go over the people who are already nominated first, okay? The Rock.
Wait.
Michael Fassbender.
He just got rid of David O'Hare. Did he win an award?
No, he didn't. You're right. I'm sorry. All right. Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds, David O'Hara, Tom Cruise. Other people who should have gotten an award. Hugh Jackman. Hi, Jackman. Whatever.
He didn't get any awards last year. No.
Okay. Who else we got? Vin Diesel.
Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, I was about to say Jeff Bridges. Bridges. But then I started thinking, like, this could literally go on all day, guys. So,
well, okay.
Harrison Ford.
It's sort of acceptable, though, that these
Denzel
people...
Denzel Washington?
But see, the problem with this is that it's like, Denzel Washington's not going to win, but he was in a fight. And, like, he was in Safe House. And, like... Yeah.
But he should have done something that was award-worthy.
Yeah, but
that's the point. It's like...
I think the spirit...
We could literally name every single person we love.
I think the spirit of the award is we...
It's like, honestly, Daniel Craig could be on this list.
Yeah.
Even though he was in one of what's going to win our best movie?
I don't think
what I'm saying. We shouldn't just...
That doesn't go with the spirit of the award.
Oh, okay.
I think the spirit is that we...
Denzel Washington will maintain Harrison Ford.
Yeah, if they were in good...
Hugh Jackman will be out because he was in a movie this year. David O'Hara will be out because he was in a movie this year.
Like, I don't
know. No, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how I had to clarify it earlier, because Matt doesn't want it to be just if they were in a movie this year.
See, I don't think Jeff Bridges should be nominated because we don't necessarily expect him to make a movie every year.
Well, I don't expect that from Harrison Ford either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay.
You're starting to come up with a lot of rules for this award, Matt.
Well, no, it's whatever. All right, the spirit of it.
Matt Damon.
Okay. That's great.
Man, I would have picked Ben Affleck for best actor. I forgot.
Hey, it was Anna.
Anyway,
was he nominated?
No, he wasn't.
Best actor?
He deserved to be nominated.
Okay.
We'll pretend he was nominated.
Oh, it's on record that he could have been nominated.
Okay.
Add him in. All right. Website.
Cool.
Well, off this list, I'm going to go Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, see, that's within the spirit of this world. It's almost. It's almost, if they had made a movie, they were almost guaranteed an award.
I'm going to say Matt Damon.
Fair enough. Those are our five favorite people for this website.
Yeah.
They're all up there.
Pretty young. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say Matt Damon.
Okay.
Yep. He hadn't made anything real good in a while.
I'm going to say The Rock. But I'm going to put Ryan Reynolds second. I'm going to put Ryan Reynolds second.
Oh, sweet. Ryan Reynolds gets an award?
What?
For not making anything this year?
Oh, come on, Matt.
Well,
give it to Matt Damon.
No.
Or, I mean...
He'll win an award.
Matt Damon's not as good as Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. You guys are crazy.
In what?
I can't think of a single thing Matt Damon can beat Ryan Reynolds at.
He could beat him literally.
No way.
Bourne would have been way better with Ryan Reynolds.
Matt Damon's old and a dead.
He's also Jason Bourne.
Yes.
Christ.
All right. Okay. Well, who do you put second to?
Oh, The Rock.
Ooh. Where do you put Ryan Reynolds?
I put Ryan Gosling second.
I don't know. Michael Fassbender. Like, I liked him this year, so I'm not going to put him up there. He's like, he made a good effort. And same with Tom Cruise. He made a decent effort, I guess. Well, I don't know. His character was kind of bland, but...
Is he anything else?
So maybe Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling 3 for me.
Wait.
Oh, wait. No.
Ooh.
Tom Cruise was great in Rock of Ages, so he's definitely not on there. Yes, shut up, Tom. You liked
him. No, Tom Cruise.
You liked
him. Well, he was really good.
Yeah, you did. You were laughing the whole time.
No, Tom Cruise was not good.
Yes, you were. I watched you.
I laughed during the journey.
Tom Cruise was great.
You laughed when he was singing Wanted Dead or Alive. Yes, you were. Yes, you were. I thought it was funny.
First of all, Taylor.
Yes.
If that's true, I want you to stop watching me during movies. And said, okay, oh, no, that's not true.
We could hear you.
No,
bursting out.
Definitely not true.
We could hear you.
Guys.
Yes, true.
It's because you were pumping your fist in the air so hard we couldn't
see. Listeners, I want you to know right now, while they're saying this, they're holding a piece of paper saying we're totally lying right now. And saying ha-ha on it. I want you guys all to know that.
Why would we do that?
We wouldn't have to.
They're doing it right now.
It's already funny because Tyler's trying to pretend he's a different person.
Tyler liked that movie so much.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I didn't say it's a one-star movie. It's two stars.
No.
Tom Cruise was good in it.
You loved it.
Oh, Tom Cruise was great in it.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Oh, yeah, that's what we were just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm saying...
So, like, he made a good effort, so I'm not going to listen.
Oh, yeah. I was sorry. I don't know if Tom Cruise... Tom Cruise probably doesn't deserve to be on this for Jack Reacher either.
Yeah. Yeah, Tom... Well, I was mainly thinking because he didn't have any cool running sequences.
Then put him in Biggest Disappointment. Yeah. Put it as a person.
No, he wasn't disappointing.
No, he didn't run.
I feel the same thing about Fassbender. But, okay, so I'll say Matt Damon 1, Rock 2, and I guess Ryan Gosling 3.
Who's going to win?
What did you say first?
I said Ryan Reynolds.
Well, yeah, then he wins.
Or the Rock. No, Ryan Reynolds 2nd.
Okay, well, then the Rock wins.
Whoa!
Wait.
You
put Ryan Reynolds second?
I kind of want Ryan Reynolds to win more than this.
No, wait. Ryan Reynolds still wins.
Why?
Because he put Matt Damon first.
But I put The Rock second.
Huh? Yeah.
So that's two twos.
It depends on where you put The Rock.
I put Rock last.
Did you put him at 3, though?
No, I haven't voted him. But he is last. He's last now that I know that.
Oh, man.
I might, well... I mean,
guys, we don't have an award.
Ryan,
I'm just letting you guys know.
Did Ryan Gosling just win then? Because Ryan Reynolds wasn't on my list.
He's last.
Matt said Ryan Reynolds first.
We did top
threes.
We did top threes. He said Rock first.
He said Ryan Reynolds in the first place.
But then I thought you said The Rock first place, Matt.
I kind of changed my mind.
Which way?
I kind of would rather have Ryan Reynolds win.
Sweet.
What? Then The Rock? You don't want The Rock to win?
Well,
I think if Fast Five had come out this
year. Yeah, The Rock really wasn't anything, I'm sure. But he has...
We were promised G.I. Joe 2.
Ryan Reynolds does have prospects for next year with Jeff Bridges.
So does The Rock.
Yeah.
Rock
has six.
But The Rock has two things.
Yeah.
I don't know where you're going with that.
I don't know.
Is that hurt or help his game?
All right. Fine. I guess The Rock would win.
I still don't know if mathematically he wins.
No, he doesn't mathematically.
Oh,
so I guess.
I don't know.
Let's just give it to Ryan Gosling.
All right, let's give it to Ryan Gosling.
Okay, Ryan Gosling, you were third on all our lists. Congratulations.
You should have been in more movies.
You were the most consistent. Okay, well.
This didn't exactly make sense. All right. Best trend.
All right, we could probably save this for later.
Okay, all right, well, I'm okay with that. I forgot.
You guys finish.
Even the rest of the... Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Okay.
This is the end of day 3.
Yep. Day 3.
Congratulations to all the winners.
Yep.
We will see you next year.
You bet.
We might have a day 3 podcast, who knows. Possibly. We might just put up the winners for day 3 without a podcast.
Attention listeners, I am alone now.